Hey folks, Todd Cochran here. Just got back from CES. I know you're about ready to enjoy one of the interviews we did, but I think it's really important that you know that this show, my show, Geek News Central, is sponsored by GoDaddy.com. I want you to save a lot of money on GoDaddy products and services. All you got to do is come over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. There'll be a plethora of codes there for you to check out to save money at GoDaddy. Thanks, GoDaddy, for being a sponsor of Geek News Central. On to the CES 2015 coverage.
And I'm excited to talk to the folks from Velodyne and talk about what's new in LiDAR.
Well, thanks a lot for having us again.
Yeah, absolutely. They're getting smaller.
Yes, this is our latest product. It's the Velodyne LiDAR Puck.
Yep.
It has 16 channels, and you can use it to do 3D measurements. Car companies use it, but the most attractive thing next to that it's so small now is that you can actually, that it's actually affordable. It's down at $8,000, $7,999.
So, you know, a lot of their technology is being used, and what's going to be, ultimately, we're going to be able to get in the car and go, take me to work, George. And the car is just going to drive us there, and this technology is going to be a big, big, big part of that.
Yes, so it's... That's part of it. If you're in stop-and-go traffic, you start getting bored and you...
Before used to spin. This now just has a sensor inside, yeah?
Yeah. The car companies basically told us they don't like spinning things.
Yeah.
Even so the wheels of a car are obviously spinning.
Right.
But so we put it inside the housing. It's still spinning on the inside.
Okay.
But we made it more rugged and a more robust design, and we put the spinning part on the inside.
So in order to make the LiDAR work, then you had to come up with a material that you could get the signal through, obviously. So is that just a hardened plastic, or what is the actual?
No, it's actually glass.
It's glass?
That's transparent for the wavelengths of the laser,
okay.
But not for the visual light.
Right.
And the laser wavelength is 905 nanometer, which you can't see with your eye.
Yeah.
But obviously the detectors can see that, yeah.
Excellent. So this is the tool, the sensor that you drive down the road in the driverless cars. That's out there really sensing what's on the road ahead of them.
But this particular product, though, you said in the beginning, it's really super designed for 3D mapping, right?
Exactly. So you can do both things.
You can do both.
You map the environment in 3D, and then if you see an object that shouldn't be there or you shouldn't be hitting that object, then your computer from your car can make a decision to avoid that object and go a different path or brake or make that kind of decision. Or you can store all of that data. That's what other companies do, like Microsoft and Nokia. They take our sensors, they drive around with it, take video images, and in the background, they also take LiDAR images to get a 3D environment that when you see Google Street View or Microsoft Bing Maps, you see these three-dimensional arrows in these pictures. That's based on the three-dimensional data that they gather with our sensors, yes.
All right.
So the price obviously has come down. I don't remember what the price point was last year. Do you know what the...
Yeah, so the initial product about 10 years ago was $80,000. We're still selling that. That's what you see on the Google self-driving car on the top there on those three generations.
Yeah.
And then we have an intermediate product that's $35,000. That's the HDL32. It has half the laser beams. And now we really made a giant leap, not just... Even so, we just halved the laser beams. We actually went down a quarter in price, down to $8,000.
Wow.
And that's really to send a strategic message that Velodyne is there, our technology is ready. Where's the market? And I guess here's the market at CES.
How many of these would be needed for a self-driving vehicle?
Well, that depends on what other sensor you would have on the car as well. So typically, for fully autonomous driving, you want to have a combination of different sensors. Clearly, you need the camera for a red and green light,
right. Because
that's the only sensor that can really differentiate between red and green. You would have radar, because every car already has radar, and
right. That
has come down in the price curve. And then you would also add LiDAR, because it has a very high resolution. Radar can only say there is something, but it's very difficult to say what it is.
Right.
With LiDAR, you can actually recognize a bicyclist, or you can recognize a pedestrian and say... And based on what they recognize, they have different speeds, they have different ways of movement, so your reaction to what you recognize might be different. Yeah.
So, you know, I think what this really, you know, for me, I wish self-driving vehicles were here now. I think we've got to go through this whole legislative process that's going to happen in each state and the pain that's going to happen there. But, I'm hoping starting from today in 10 years, and I hope we get there sooner. I cannot wait to be able to get in my car. I really hate driving in traffic. I live in Hawaii. I live in gridlock. and just to be able to get in the car and say, you know, program it in, let's go. And just, it didn't work. Maybe I can work, or I'm sure they're not going to let us sleep in the car. But, you know, just be stress-free.
Yes. No, I drive every morning. I live in Santa Cruz, and I have to drive for an hour over a hill, and I would be happy if the car drives me there so I don't have to bother with it.
Yeah. Well, I'm in the Baltimore, Washington area, and, you know, the traffic around D.C. is just ridiculous. Not as bad as L.A., but bad enough.
And at some point, you know, using this technology and coupled with cars being able to talk to each other, maintain spacing, all this stuff that's going on, and communicate there's been a wreck ahead, all that stuff is going to just make life a lot easier for all of us.
And some people ask us, so when will self-driving cars actually come? I mean, some of them are actually already available.
Right.
That's in a specialized market, like Caterpillar has mining vehicles that drive around in Australia completely autonomous. These are the huge, giant trucks that you look like this small next to it. And what they use the sensor for is to see if something unforeseen has come into their way to avoid an object and drive around it. So in some sense, they're already there. And in the military, Lockheed Martin and company Oshkosh, they use sensors like this.
They're out there. In the farming, just not in the consumer marketplace.
Same thing in the farming community too. They're already driving tractors and combines and stuff. Yeah.
Right. And with the price now coming low, well, if you have a mining truck at $80,000 a sensor, that kind of is justified. Of course, when you come to the consumer market, you have to come lower because you want to attract the consumers. It has to be thousands of dollars rather than ten thousands.
And we'll, you know, and I'm sure over time the price is going to continue to come down, and that is going to help adoption.
Yeah.
Yep.
In a big, big way. Well, it's obvious that Velodyne's doing cool things and continue to do stuff in the LiDAR market that is exciting. And I really appreciate you coming out. It looks like you got something else.
Yeah, I got a present. So Velodyne, actually, some people know Velodyne from our audio, from our subwoofers. That's what the company was started in 1983.
Really?
We have some distortion-free high-end subwoofers, and we also have some headphones.
Oh.
So
there you go, Todd.
One of you can have one of the headphones,
so
you can
ruffle
them off or something.
Thank you.
So are you guys selling these too?
Yeah, we're selling them. We're at the Venetian on the 30th floor.
So Velodyne V-Quiet,
yes,
and their premium over-ear noise-canceling headphones. And what we'll probably do is we'll give this to our crew.
Yeah.
That's perfectly fine.
They've been working hard.
Yep.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for bringing that to us.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks, Wolfgang.
And folks, definitely check out then the Velodyne V Quiet, too. That's definitely going to the market for everyone.